5 state sweep for Donald Trump.
I'm winning it. It's over.
Clinton widens Democratic lead. Fierce forecasts.
Damaging winds, large hail, and even some isolated tornadoes.
Day of reckoning for Dennis Hastert.
A former speaker faces sentencing and an accuser.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it was a blowout for Donald Trump, storming to Republican primary wins, and Hillary Clinton moved closer to the Democratic presidential nomination. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Philadelphia.
For Donald Trump, it was a clean sweep, and he declared himself the presumptive nominee.
This is a far bigger win than we even expected.
Trump won all 5 states, and it was a dominating victory. Trump won every county in all 5 states. Hillary Clinton won 4 of the 5 states and immediately began to court Sanders supporters.
There's much more that unites us than divides us.
With their victories, Trump and Clinton move even closer to wrapping up their party's nominations. And last night we got a bit of a preview of what the general election might be like as Trump went after Clinton and Clinton responded.
The only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote.
If fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
For the challengers, there wasn't much to cheer about. And Bernie Sanders, who won Rhode Island, was talking about things other than the nomination.
This campaign is not just about electing a president. It is about transforming our nation.
On the GOP side, John Kasich did not make an appearance, and Ted Cruz was talking about Indiana next week.
This campaign moves back to more favorable terrain.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Philadelphia.
CBS News political director John Dickerson says the Trump performance has left his GOP opponents on the ropes.
He keeps winning, and the idea of stopping him at the convention just seems that much more far-fetched. Right. He's won that many more votes. There will be that many more people who will be furious if he doesn't win the nomination at the convention. On Hillary Clinton's part, it's going to be a long dance. You saw her opening her arms to the Sanders people, delineating all the things that they agree on, all the issues they agree on. And then Bernie Sanders didn't attack her in his comments last night. He talked about issues. You could see him riding alongside to her. They go all the way through all the contests, but it's no longer a clash.
In Anaheim, California, Trump supporters and opponents clashed outside City Hall after no action was taken on a resolution condemning Trump for what was called divisive rhetoric. KCAL TV's Tom Waite.
At one point, it sounds like someone fires a stun gun. 5 people were pepper sprayed, including 2 young girls who were caught in the crossfire.
It might be a boy or a girl. She or he sprayed something, then it got in my eye.
No one was seriously hurt. Now to the nation's midsection. Hail and heavy rain hammered Kansas City. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Oklahoma, where high winds took a toll.
I'm standing in front of what is a medical clinic, which had the roof torn off of it. Part of the roof is now in the parking lot area. The rest of it may have gone on to strike another building nearby. And you have pockets of damage like this throughout this town of Chakota, Oklahoma.
And forecasters expect more rough weather today in the south, midwest, and east. Overseas, terror suspect Salah Abdeslam, arrested last month in Belgium, has now been moved to face charges in the attacks that rocked Paris last year. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in the French capital.
The alleged 10th bomber was brought to France in a top-secret transfer early this morning. His French lawyer says he's a broken man and ready to talk. Abdeslam is believed to be the only survivor of the team that killed 130 people in the November attacks.
The United States is warning citizens who are in Turkey that there are credible indications of terror threats. The embassy is urging Americans to be vigilant in tourist areas. The latest look at the American classroom indicates only about a third of high school seniors are ready for college-level math and reading courses. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The annual nation's report card finds scores in math down from last year for 12th graders. It comes despite a greater focus on science, math, and technology classes in many school districts. National Assessment Governing Board Executive Director Bill Bushaw.
It is surprising because there has been a lot of emphasis in reform and looking at new ways to educate our youth.
Reading scores were flat.
Now to the courtroom. It's sentencing day in Chicago for a former Speaker of the House.
Dennis Hastert
Richard suffered a stroke last year, and prosecutors say he should not have to spend more than 6 months in jail. A handful of Hastert's old colleagues have written on his behalf. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said the former speaker, quote, doesn't deserve what he is going through. But the judge may factor in the abuse allegations. And before handing down a sentence on the single banking violation, the judge will hear from a man who says Hastert abused him in an empty locker room when he was 17. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Chicago.
The case of a disgraced political figure in Virginia is before the U.S. Supreme Court today.
When Bob McDonnell was Virginia's governor, businessman Johnny Williams gave him and his family large loans, flights, vacations, designer dresses, wedding money. Williams asked for and got help developing a health product. McDonnell says he believed his actions were run-of-the-mill constituent services, that buying access is free speech, just like campaign funding a la Citizens United.
Can you be guilty of corruption without acting corrupt to impact policy in some meaningful way?
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen. McDonald's support list includes a bipartisan group of former state attorneys general, such as Maryland's Doug Gansler.
You have to know you're running afoul of the law to actually run afoul of the law.
Noah Bookbinder of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington calls what McDonald did corruption, plain and simple.
Politicians doing their job for the purpose of enriching themselves is unacceptable.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Northern California, concern is growing after a string of overdose deaths. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
They've been coming to emergency rooms in Sacramento and San Francisco. Patients who took pills sold as the painkiller Norco, not realizing they'd been laced with the far more powerful fentanyl.
We see what is called the classic triad of an opiate overdose.
Paramedic Scott Perryman has seen the dazed faces, the pinpoint pupils, and
respiratory depression, which is significant, to the point where they don't breathe anymore.
14 have already died. Dozens have been treated for overdoses. DEA officials desperately trying to find the source of these deadly pills. Steve?
The outgoing CEO at Valiant Pharmaceuticals is expected to tell Congress today he was too aggressive and made mistakes when prices for key drugs were raised last year when the company bought two life-saving heart medications. Their prices were boosted by more than 200% and 500%. At Apple, the quarterly numbers are not good. Revenue and profits down for the first time in 13 years, and iPhone sales dropped for the first time ever. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the company is still optimistic.
They really believe that some of the slowdown in China affected them in a negative way, and that they fully expect that when the iPhone 7 comes out, that that will be a big jump up.
Apple also has high hopes for a new entry-level smartphone, the SE. On the Health Watch, CBS's Jim Shenavy has some eye-opening information.
Some advice if you're looking to protect yourself from the flu, make sure you get that annual flu vaccine and get it in the morning. British researchers found that the body's immune response varies through the course of the day, and vaccines appear to work better if they're given in the morning. The study examined two groups of people. Half got a flu vaccine in the morning, half in the afternoon. A month later, antibody levels were up in both groups, but those who got the vaccine in the morning had levels that were significantly higher. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Members of Prince's old 1980s band, The Revolution, say they're planning to reunite for some live shows in the wake of his death. Prince's sister revealed yesterday the artist left no known will, and she's asked a court to be the executor of his massive estate, which will only grow amid revived sales of his catalog of music. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.